what happened actually is that we are not able to have our paper in the market, issue 0087, volume 5, because we received a call from one NSS officer assigned to the Universal Printing Center to evaluate newspapers. So he evaluated one article on page 6. The article is titled Warabi State Needs an Honest Leadership. And then this person evaluated the former governors of Warabi State, and then to when Warabi was divided into three states. So evaluated these governors and gave his reasons why each one can be or cannot be a governor. This article was considered hate speech by the officer, and he called us and he said, we want to remove this article and we want to put the Universal Printers advertisement to make it look like there was no article that was removed. And this has been going on for about three times. And we have been accepting. Yesterday we said, no, this article is a pure citizenry expression of his leaders. Mm-hmm. So we don't see anything wrong with the article. And also, we cannot allow free advertisements on the paper just because you are removing articles.
Yes, I was coming to that actually. So you did mention that this was a personal opinion about the leaders of Warab State. According to you, as the chief editor of the newspaper, and you've gone through this, you are the chief editor, you say the final word on what kind of articles goes on your newspaper. According to you, do you think it was actually a hate speech?
The article actually wasn't a hate speech. I went through it and I approved it and I forwarded it to my news editor, who also went through it. And we considered it as an opinion that was valuable to the public regarding, because when leaders serve, they have to hear from people. It is the leaders that hear from people that become better. So whatever that was pointed out, any former governor might have done wrong or have not done wrong, it is up to that governor to take it as a personal advice. So we're seeing that opinion article as a piece of advice to former state governors of Arab state. We aren't seeing it as hate speech at all.
And what does that tell you about the freedom of press in the country if the final editor now is someone from the National Security Service?
It is so painful, Sabit, if you feel that you have censored yourself. You feel that this may not be good. And then after you are sending in the final product and you have already paid a lot of money, and then somebody somewhere there who does not understand the context of media work is posing as an editor to remove articles so mindlessly, it tells us that the freedom of expression in South Sudan is still way, way far away. And this is a critical time, the time for COVID-19. 90% of our paper today was talking about COVID-19, what measures can be taken, preventive measures that can be taken for the public. We're trying to educate the public. But just because one article is talking about evaluating leaders, and then because it is evaluating former governors, then it was better that the paper doesn't come out and educate the public. So this is really a rough way for us.
You did mention that the paper had a lot of content on the very important subject that everybody is talking about now, which is the COVID-19. To the people or to your readers, what have they missed?
Well, to my readers, I feel that my readers have been disadvantaged. And my readers are South Sudanese public. They have been disadvantaged. They cannot have access of information today, access of information that is valuable to their own personal lives on COVID-19. So I am not trying to blame anybody, but I'm trying to ask relevant authorities to understand that this is a very bad time to censor media on issues that relate to performance of leaders. It is the high time that we should be encouraged to promote preventive measures on COVID-19.
And in terms of economy, you have put a lot of money and resources into today's production. And of course, you're getting back nothing completely because the paper have not been published. According to you, what are your losses on this aspect?
The value of the advertisement that we have lost today goes up to £100,000. And the paper, if we sell it to the market, we are printing 1,000 copies, and each copy is £100. If we multiply that, it's a loss to us, and it's a loss even to the vendors who get 20% from the sales of this paper. And already, clients, we are losing clients because clients are not subscribing. They have canceled the subscriptions. We cannot go to offices to collect the little money that they owe us. and we are here stuck. So today, I don't even know what we are going to do, because we have lost a lot and we are not getting anything because of this lockdown, the economic lockdown. So it is even if this person, this officer, who decided to prevent the fire from, if he had put this into consideration, I think would have not made that mistake to make us totally bankrupt like it has happened today.
So what next for the Dawn newspaper? Are you going to publish the next edition tomorrow, or and will you publish with this particular article that was said to be hate speech, or tomorrow you'll publish, but you will remove the
same, mm-hmm. We are going to repeat the same article today because we know this was a mistake on his part, the gentleman who decided to remove the article. So we are going to repeat it today, and we are going to repeat most of the article that we have published because we believe the information that was coming out today was so important to the public. So we are going to repeat each and every information. We'll only change the date, but we'll resubmit the same information.
So, Emmanuel, what could you like to say? What would be your final remarks when it comes to the issue of media censorship in the country? What is your appeal, especially in a time where the public badly needed information?
Everything is going from bad to worse in South Sudan. There are political crises, there are economic crises, there are health crises. So I am urging all the authorities concerned to be able to understand that this is a time when we should support each other so that we can overcome most of the challenges that are facing South Sudan this year.